Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, is what it boils down to. And I do so much enjoy the time you spend with us. Remember, Xander Gibb joins us after the first break. We'll get a feel for, you know, British politics, what they're thinking about our state of affairs here from across the pond, as they would say. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening. But, you know, did you guys hear today that... I don't even know how to put this in an easy light. Bill Clinton, is it going to take a deathbed confession from him? And even then, I don't think you're going to see it. He still, after all these years, has not apologized to Monica Lewinsky for what he put her through. Now, some have said to me, Joe, come on, she was 21 years old. She knew what she was doing. I'm going, yeah, you know what? That's true. She shares in the responsibility. Notice I said shares in the responsibility. But 21 years old, she's working in the president's office. He's showing some affection or something towards her. The most powerful man on the planet, you know, wants me, is interested in me. Don't tell me that doesn't have a psychological effect on somebody. And yet, she's the bad person, right? Now, he has said what he did was wrong and, you know, wasn't right. He shouldn't take advantage like that. But he's never said to her, never said anything to her about apologizing for taking advantage of the situation. Instead, what he did was he came out today and he said it was his anxiety that caused him to do it. I mean, really? The president was that weak? Is that the guy you want behind the button? I don't know why he just can't say sorry. One time. Get it over with. Move on. Not the end of the world. And I don't mean to belittle anything. It is not the end of the world. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Admit all the worries about the stock market and all kinds of other things. Guess what happened today? Or yesterday, really. Right? The economy added 273,000 jobs in February. It didn't just kind of meet expectations, drip over expectations. It crushed expectations. Even with all the stuff going on with the coronavirus, it still crushed expectations. Now, that's the data. That data was released by the Labor Department, you know, blowing past expectations ahead of the coronavirus economic slump. And I'm not so sure that that's going to last long. Look at the real numbers. Look at truly how many people are ending up in the hospital. Look, I'm not saying any life, losing any life is okay. You know me better than that. But even if you extrapolate it out, this thing will have nowhere near the effect that the regular flu has on people. Is it moving faster? Maybe. But we're in a smaller world, people. Right? I mean, seriously. You could grab this bug on Friday in China or some other country, hop on a plane, and 16 hours you're here in the U.S. of A. After you've touched another 20 or 30 people, and they've touched another 50 people, yeah, the thing can move pretty quick. And it's not the fault of any one president or person. It's the world we live in today. The unemployment rate trickled down 0.1 percent points to 3.5 percent, while the labor force participation rate held steady. That means nobody lost their job. Nobody was looking to get out. February's job gain comes after an upwardly revised increase of 273,000 jobs in January and 184,000 in December. Economists had projected the U.S. to add roughly 170,000 jobs in February as unreasonably warm weather, resilient consumer confidence. I know, man. What's amazing to me is we hear about how the economy's coming to an end. It's all bad, and Trump has screwed it up, and all this other stuff. And yet, consumer confidence is still up. I'm concerned about the level of consumer confidence because people are, again, at all-time high credit card debt rates, or ratios, right? Because they're so comfortable in their jobs. They're so comfortable in the fact that they're going to have their job. That's fine, that's good. But we're not saving any money. Many people, not a majority of, but many of people are still living week to week. Industries gaining the most jobs included the usual powerhouses, right? The healthcare sector. They're always adding people. Social services, restaurants and bars, professional. Well, listen, if you get near cities like up in Washington and a few other places where the hourly rate has gone to $15 an hour, Seattle and such. There are restaurants there that are closing down because they can't afford to stay open. And they're opening in different areas. They're moving outside the city or just outside the city. The U.S. also added 42,000 construction jobs in February as warm weather started to push forward. That meant many projects that would have waited another month or two to start started in February. Manufacturing gained 15,000 plus jobs in February after about 3 or 4 or 5 months of contracting a bit. Now, many people are still going to be afraid because of the coronavirus, right? And what it might do to the employees. A lot of employees, they're trying to get people to work more from home now. I don't blame them. That's okay. The U.S. economy's heavy reliance on service sector employment. Well, that was another risk to a country getting ready for this intense issue with the virus. But let's go with the story title. The economy added 273,000 jobs. This is not even, this was so far above what they were expecting. So what happened to the president tanking the economy? I kind of missed that month. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side Hangout. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go anywhere. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. And I know what you're waiting for. All right, you don't hurt my feelings, seriously. We're back with one of my favorite people that I love to speak with on a regular basis. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, helped me kick the party off for the weekend, and I really do appreciate his time with me. Xander, how is it there in, well, I don't know if it's jolly old England, but England.
I missed you, Joe. You went to CPAC and left me, dude.
I did. Well,
there should be a party, and there I was in California, and you were gone.
Oh, you came here. Oh, I know why you came here, because you knew I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, me and Sammy had a fabulous time.
I'm sure you did. Yeah, she's the party animal. I'm like the lump on the, what did they call the bump on the log, for sure. No question. You know? So, no, really, I mean, what is the feeling? Are you even hearing about the primaries back there in England?
No. Actually, what they're focusing on the most in the UK right now is the coronavirus.
Oh.
And I'm laughing so much, you know, not because, you know, people have died or anything like that, but every 4 years, we seem to have, you know, a threatened pandemic. Every time there's an election, we, you know, every 4 years, without fail, we're getting a pandemic. And this time, it's the coronavirus. But who are they trying to fool? You know, yes, let's be careful, but please, you know?
Yeah, no, it really is funny. I'm watching everything that's going down. All these white masks, you hear the experts say that the white masks don't work, which I think is hilarious, right?
Yeah.
And what was the other thing they were saying? They were saying, look, you can't get it from a sneeze. Why they're running around with these masks on? One doctor was saying, I want you to think about something. You wearing the mask will not stop it from coming in, but if you already have it, you wearing the mask will keep you from blowing it out all over the place, which, you know, whatever.
Right. But, and, you know, I don't know if it's like it in the States, but most drugstores here, they call them chemists, they have sold out of hand sanitizer. You know, people are bulk buying, but when you think about it, you know, I can quote verbatim. In 2002, they said we were going to die of the Nile virus. 2004, it was SARS. 2005, bird flu. 2009, swine flu. 2014, Ebola virus. Then Zika in 2016, and now the coronavirus. And the media has exaggerated all these different catastrophes for their own agenda because they want us living in fear, you know, while they just can demonize the president for not being psychic. I mean, how dare Donald Trump not be psychic and have seen this coming, Joe?
Well, it's funny how fast they are to jump on him for everything. And if you really think of, what was it? Was it the SARS virus? I can't remember which one it was, but Oblamo waited till 1,000 people died before he jumped in and anything about it, right?
Oh,
and
you're
nothing.
Saying that because he's black, aren't you?
Right?
Are you saying that because he's black?
Yeah, well, he's half black, so I'm only half saying it because he's half black. I mean, look at
we're
right. Well, we want to be accurate on this show, don't we? So it's just amazing. Yeah, there you go. But look at now you jumped down that road. I love this. So the party that loathes old rich white guys is all in for old rich white guys.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's kind of, it's reminiscent. Do you remember the Muppet Show? Those old two guys that used to sit up in the box, like, commentating and laughing? It's them. They're back.
No kidding.
You know, I can't remember their name, but Tammy would know. I think Tammy, when she was on my show last time, she knows, like, verbatim the names of all the Muppets.
I'm sure she does. Yeah.
Don't know why. Don't ask me why. But it is like those two guys, you know, do nothing and forget everything. Yeah. You know, Joe Biden forgets everything. He doesn't even know that he's running for president. I'm running for what?
Vote for me for Senate. If you don't want to vote for me, vote for the other Biden running for what he's running for. Yeah.
Well, didn't he call himself Nixon the other day?
I don't know. I mean, God only knows.
I did. But on a serious note, you know, we've said this before. We're not being mean about people who are dementing because it's a very scary thing. But isn't it bad that the Democrats, it's irresponsible that the Democrats are actually putting him through this right now?
Oh, yeah.
But I think they're doing it. Because they have, who else do they have? They have nobody else.
But Xander, they can't get on us for getting on him with his Alzheimer's, because then they would be admitting, what would they be admitting? That he has
Alzheimer's.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
And shame on them. I think you were going down this road, but shame on them that they would put him in this kind of position to go after or to have Trump. Trump is going to just eat him up. But I got to tell you, the most fun that we're going to have over the next few weeks is Biden and Bernie, forums. You got to admit that's going to be hilarious.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for the debate. What are the final debates going to be like? You know, with Donald Trump and I'm not sure who it's going to be. I mean, you know, I've got Dr. Lamiro and yourself on my show tonight. I am wondering because Dr. Lamiro is very good at predicting who. But I don't think it's going to be Bernie for some reason, because I think the Democrat establishment are going to push him out again. So it's going to be very interesting, because Donald Trump is a very astute man, and he's not going to take any prisoners with regards to Joe Biden.
He's done. Yeah.
Unless the Ukrainian laundering money, of course.
But I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to spill it, because I had Lamiro on last night, and he let me know who he thought, and he floored me. So I am not cracking that door at all, because I'll leave your listeners to to be excited.
Thank you for
about
that.
It. Yeah. No. Hey, listen. Unless of course, no, I won't say it. It'll be nice. So, but he's been right. What, like 99% of the time he's been right. So
yeah. Scarily accurate. You know, the guy is like, you know, they should call him Mystic Gerard. He's so he's so precise. But I just realized that this show will be going out after my show, so it really doesn't matter.
Whatever. No, the cat will be out of the bag, as they say. So hey. They got that. We only got 30 seconds here. I'm going to wait till we come back, because the Arizona lawmakers now have decided that they're going to stick up for, I mean, God bless these people, they're going to stick up for female athletes. You know, I mean, and it's about, be nice, it's about time.
Genetically female athletes?
Yeah. In other words, if you're born with parts or pieces that are known traditionally known for males, you will not be allowed to participate in female.
Are we still talking about the Democrats? Because I think you've got the wrong story there, Joe.
Joe and Senior host. Sanders going to take a quick drink. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. We've got a lot, and I do mean a lot, happening. So don't go far. Listen to Joe Messina on GCN Live. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening. Come on back. Sandra and I am returning in just a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Coronavirus legislation signed by President Donald Trump lets Medicare expand the use of telemedicine in outbreak areas, potentially reducing the infection risk for vulnerable seniors. Coverage of telemedicine is now limited to primarily residents of rural areas facing long road trips for treatment from specialists. The law allows the government to waive those restrictions to help deal with the public health emergency created by the coronavirus. Scientists tracking the global respiratory disease outbreak have documented that the coronavirus takes a higher toll on older people, on patients with multiple chronic conditions, and those with compromised immune systems. Death rates are higher among older patients, while younger people are more likely to get a milder form of the illness. Overall, telemedicine has grown steadily in recent years, and the new telemedicine waivers would benefit roughly two-thirds of Medicare recipients in the traditional program. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to Real Time with GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The guy that you've been waiting for, it's not me. I'm okay with it. I can live with it. My ego is in that fragile. All right, we're back at it again. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to help us get the party started, as they say, and the weekend, kick off the weekend. And Xander, you got any major plans for the weekend? Or are you just going to hang out?
Well, the weather is, you know, it's been quite sunny today, and apparently it's going to carry on. I mean, I'm not going to be getting out my bikini and going to the beach.
Okay, thank you.
I definitely, sorry, pictures, folks. I have quite a lot to do. I'm still working on my book, and my publisher keeps calling me and saying, Xander, where's the finished product? So I guess I'm going to spend a few hours writing this weekend, because I really want to get that out at least before Christmas. I'm not sure which Christmas, but definitely before Christmas.
God, I'm stuck in a bikini thing. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, Jim.
I don't want to see you in a bikini anymore than I want to see me in a bathing suit, let alone a bikini, for God's sakes. All right, let's move on to something that's a little more palatable for both of us. The Arizona State House is standing up for female athletes, and it's about time. They passed a bill banning trans competitors. And, you know, people, depending on whether you're sympathetic to the cause or not, or whatever you want to call it, I don't really care. But let's just put it this way. When you strip off the skin or what have you, and you're born with certain DNA, you have a different muscle structure. You have a different bone structure. You have a bit of a different chemical makeup, different strengths and weaknesses. Why does the left then continue to push that there are no differences?
Because they're sick.
All right, I knew that. Give me more.
Okay, you want a fuller response?
I want your expert opinion.
I actually think it's about encouraging more voters. The Republicans don't kind of really hold out a flag for trans people.
for obvious reasons. But the Democrats have got to a point. You know, the Democrats of 30 years ago were totally different. And now it's got the, you know, they're desperate. They're desperate Democrats. And they will actually, they'll take anybody, you know, even dead people.
Right.
So I'm told. You know, it's all about votes, and it doesn't matter who they're from. But, you know, whatever you want to say about Republicans, Republicans don't pander to certain segments of the community. It's not about identity politics for Republicans. It's actually about getting stuff done and making a difference. Because the Democrats, what do they actually achieve when they're in office, you know, apart from, you know, sleeping with interns, et cetera?
You know, this is the party of science. This is the party that keeps making fun of people like you and me that believe in God, you know, because you can't touch, taste, feel, smell God. He doesn't sit down at the table and have dinner with you in their mindset. But they take all these other things in as gospel truth, if you would. Representative Kirsten Engel, a Democrat in Arizona House, called the vote shameful and said the bill would injure vulnerable transgender youths. Now, she's totally forgetting, of course, that damage or injuries have gone up exponentially when you allow male-born athletes to go ahead and participate in female sports, whether it's, you know, wrestling and all the rest of this stuff. That they totally ignore it. They totally don't care about. And just like I did a story the other night, I don't know if you heard about this, but there is a lawsuit pending from a female inmate in Illinois, and they had let a quote-unquote transgender into the all-women's prison. So they transferred the transgender person from an all-male prison to an all-female prison, and she was raped there. Okay? And I'm saying to myself, oh, wow. Because, you know, we know prisoners are 100% honest.
So, was this person born a man or a woman? What was their gender?
So the person that was at the male cell, all male prison, was born a male. And then claimed
they had transcended into...
Yes. No. Now, here's what I said. I got some nasty emails this morning. I said, okay, I'm game. I'm in. He says that he's a she. He identifies as a woman. No problem. Before we transfer you over, Frank, we're going to give you the whole operation. We're going to pay for it. We're going to remove all the stuff that you shouldn't have as a female. And we're going to see how fast he says, oh, no, just kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
For sure.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of debate about these things, and obviously we don't want to encourage rape with anybody.
Never.
And you know, there should be a level of protection, but this is something that these individuals have chosen for their life and their lifestyle. You know, I mean, I feel like I should have been born in Hollywood and been a movie star and rich and living in a mansion. But if I get caught doing a crime and go to jail, they're not going to put me in rich person's jail. I'm going to be in the same lockup as Bill from down the street who cashed someone over the head and stole $50 from them. So what is the difference? I'm not being facetious about
trans
people.
No, I know.
And I am not encouraging violence towards anybody. But how can I put this succinctly and not in a way where it sounds like I'm being...
Doesn't matter. You know you're going to insult somebody. Just be the honest ender we know, you know?
Live with it, folks. You know what I mean? If you've decided that this is what you want to be or do, then, you know, the law as it is, if you commit a crime, you will be sent, and you are found guilty, you will be sent to the prison that pertains to your sex at birth, not what your sex has become. And I'm not even sure if that needs to change, because that would be open to kind of abuse for people saying, well, actually, you know, my name is Roger, but I identify as Phyllis, so you should send me to a lady jail. You know, and so, did you like my Roger voice?
That was very good. Thank you.
So it is open to. I think that every, you know, I believe in the inherent worth and dignity of everybody, except Nancy Pelosi.
She's a very powerful woman, you know.
Yeah, she's a very powerful something. But I think that when we make choices for ourselves, we can't expect everybody to buy the book and the T-shirt I respect you. If you want me to, if you tell me your name's Jane and it says Roger on your birth certificate, I'll call you Jane. But I'm not subscribing any further. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I'm very open about it when I say, look, you want to do these things and you're over 18 or whatever, go for it. Do whatever you want to do. Be whatever you want to be. I don't care. But, you know, again, don't start to shove it on me. Like, I've got to believe everything that comes out of your mouth. And then when this happens, if we say anything, right, we're transphobic. No, that's not true. I don't believe that this guy was telling the truth. I think that he knew what he was doing. He knew how easy it would be for him to switch cells, right, because nobody wants to. It's really funny. When it comes to the LGBTQ community and the Muslim community, it's almost like they're so sacred you can say nothing negative about either one of them, no matter what happens. It's whacked. It's just flat out whacked. And we were joking about Pelosi a minute ago, but I think what I was trying to say is she actually.
Were you?
Yes, very much so. Well, actually, no, not really.
Of course, I'm joking.
She came out and said that she is not comfortable with. She said when she gets introduced as the most powerful woman, she said, "I almost cry. I'm thinking I wish that weren't true. I so wish that we had a woman president of the United States and we came so close to doing it." Go knock it off. You could care less. You love being the most powerful woman there, and I don't know why they give her so much power.
She's not even the most powerful woman in the liquor store, Joe. Let's face it. I mean, the woman can't even string a sentence together.
Yep.
She is so incoherent nowadays. It's worrying. But you know, I'm sick of having to say this. I don't wish her any harm. I don't wish any Democrats any harm. I can vehemently disagree with you. And you know, Nancy, if you see me in a bar, tap me on the shoulder and say, "Hello, Jenny," and I'll buy you some vodka. You know, that's the kind of guy that I am. But I'm sick of this, Joe, that I cannot vehemently disagree with someone without being called a hater. What point have we got to in our history? You know, even on social media, you know, this guy who I know, who used to be a cop, I think I may have mentioned this before, he just won his case in the high court because they're talking about pre-crimes now.
Oh!
A non-crime crime.
Wow.
You know, they said to him, although it wasn't a crime, it was something that needed watching. I mean, either it's a crime or not. If it's not a crime, get off my property.
Yep.
What are you doing here I haven't committed a crime? All he did was like some supposedly funny memes about trans people. And if that's what makes him laugh, how is that a crime?
Well, listen, I make funny jokes about Italian people. I'm surprised my people haven't. We'll be back in a minute. If the Italian people don't drag me out of the studio, Joe Messina, your host, you're listening to The Real Side.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help, seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, hey, mambo, mambo, Italiano.
We are back.
Mambo,
that's a great,
mambo,
I like that song. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I know who you came here for. Don't play games with me, okay? We're back at it with Xander Gibb, kicking off the weekend. Always enjoyed the time with me when we left. I think either he or I were making fun of Italian people. I don't remember which, but whatever works. You know?
It wasn't me. Don't write to me. Write to JoeMessina.com.
Anyway, no, we were kind of making fun of Nancy Pelosi because, I mean, I don't believe for a second that she gets all upset when she's introduced as the most powerful woman in Congress. Now, she's loving that. Are you serious? I was going to say it's what keeps that smile on her face, but we know about it, don't we?
Yeah, we know it's either pills or liquor or both.
And a little plastic surgery doesn't hurt.
Yeah. I don't know. I worry that this woman takes herself far too seriously. And, even this with all the impeachment and things like that, why would you actually try and impeach a president of the United States, no matter who it is, with the flimsiest of evidence? And that really says something about the leadership of your party if they're actually, producing articles of impeachment, we don't like you, that's why we're impeaching you. And that's basically what it was. But actually, the truth of the impeachment was, we're impeaching you because you found our crimes and we don't want the world to know about them. But yeah, the Democrats have kind of gone downhill. I mean, why do you think I jumped ship? You know, I could see that it was going to hell in a handbasket. And frankly, people say that I was unfair to Barack Obama, but when somebody doesn't represent you anymore, why do you stick around?
Yeah.
You find something that does represent you and somebody who, a party that will represent you. And I wasn't sure that the Republicans could do that because I was so brainwashed by the left into thinking that, the Republicans hated me, for who I was, for my sexuality, because I'd been a Democrat. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sure some people do feel that way. But
have you noticed that the Democrats have not been pounding pavement anymore to really bring in and or keep the black or the LGBTQ community? Do you think they feel like they've lost those communities? Or I noticed they kind of like self-perpetuate, but the rank-and-file Democrats, the leadership, you don't hear them reaching out as much anymore, do you?
No, and I think that, both gay people and black people are kind of leaving the plantation because they're seeing that they're not represented by them anymore. Because what, with this identity politics, what the Democrats want to do is they want to put these, they want to segregate us. They want to put us into kind of, boxes, as it were. And then they don't, what has the Democrat Party done for either the gays or the black community? Look what happened with Barack Obama. First black, I'm not saying African American, black president, first African president of the United States of America. And what does he do for the black community during his 8-year tenure? Absolutely nothing. Doesn't bring the community closer together. Doesn't make things safer or better. Donald Trump, lowest black unemployment ever. It's actions that speak nowadays, Joe. Not epithet. Not we will do this and we will do that. Actions. Lowest black unemployment ever. But of course, Donald Trump will claim, Barack Obama will claim that that's because of things that he did.
Yeah, I
also
listen. That man for me has zero, absolutely zero credibility. I don't know who he helped or how he helped. Seriously, I don't really have an accomplishment of his that you can hold up and say, okay, with all that crazy stuff he did, with all the dumb stuff he did, here's one accomplishment, of his that you really can't. Nothing. I got nothing.
Be fair, Joe. If you want your, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, anyhow, I just find this stuff just amazing. All right. So Trump is now, because he's got a ruling from the Supreme Court about sanctuary cities. Trump is now going to go full bore, 110% after these sanctuary cities. And you know what? I think it's wonderful. And you hear De Blasio, one of your favorite mayors, I know. He is screaming that Trump is only doing this because he hates the immigration population. I'm going, boy, you even suck at spinning stuff now. Because it's not the truth behind it is that these sanctuary cities have become cesspools, haven't they?
Yeah. I think it's absolutely fair to withdraw the funding because if you're not adhering to the rules, then why should you get the cash? Purely and simply.
Well, you and I both would be, if we signed up for a government program, any kind of government program, and said, hey, you have to agree, not to get a speeding ticket or not to this or not to that, would you be totally surprised if you broke one of the rules and the Fed show up at your door and say, I want the money back or I want the grant? No, you wouldn't be. You wouldn't be.
No.
However, these sanctuary cities do it. I mean, Governor Nuisance, he sits there and says, what do you mean? You can't have your bullet train money back even though we're not building the bullet train, and that's what you gave us the money for. Too bad. I have it. It's mine.
Yeah. I think even Democrats living in California are getting a little bit tired of Newsom.
Yes. Well, they, you know, some of them are, but you know, it's really funny is that they won't do anything about it. They won't come after their own no matter what. And you know, again, we're not holier than thou. I mean, the Republican Party has got some of its own major problems, but we do eat our own. We do go after our own when they really step out of the line. And it makes some of the higher ups nuts, but it's too bad to get your people in line, right?
Yeah, it does. And I think that, concernedly, those who follow the Democrats will not have anything said about them, even though they know it's wrong. And there is an element of brainwashing. It's kind of drummed into them to, you know, to hate Donald Trump and everything he does. And, you know, it's been said before that, you know, if Donald Trump's administration came up with a cure for cancer, they would be like, how dare you want to cure our cancer? He's damned if he doesn't, he's damned if he doesn't. But I think that the concern here is, you know, my politics as I get older are less about kind of, you know, Democrat or Republican. It's about common sense. But we've not seen a lot of common sense politics for a long time. Well, actually, we've not seen any from the left.
Yeah. No, I agree. They when they look at these issues, they never look at these issues as a total fix for America. They look at these issues as how does it affect the Democrat Party? And back to my comment earlier, if you really think about it, who are they courting right now? Well, they're courting all the illegals that are here, how they're going to take care of them, how they're going to make sure that they you know, they get the money due them, even though they haven't paid into the system at all. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And it's an irritant because even in California now, they're talking about letting illegals go to school, go to college for free, you know, and get an extended benefits from the state up to 8 months. And I'm thinking, if you live here, if you've paid taxes here all your life and something happens, you don't get 8 months of unemployment or anything along those lines.
No, and even if you move to America from another country illegally, don't you have to pay in for a period of time before you can actually get any benefit?
Yeah.
So how then should you be able to skip the line and get benefits by skipping the line? What kind of message are we sending with that? And will that not encourage others to come and do the same?
Of course it will. Of course it will, but they don't. Let's just be honest about it. They really just don't care. And I know we keep saying that in generality, but just look at what they're doing. Look for real at what they're doing. Look at the, you know, they're trying to save the Affordable Care Act, even though the truth of the matter is that the majority now of people are paying almost three times as much in premiums or the companies
right.
are. You know, they're not being able to see their doctor like they used to. They're not getting the same care that they used to. And yet the Dems will not say. And once in a while you hear one of them say, yes, it has some issues that need to be cleaned up. But they're never specific about it, which tells me, you know what, you know as well as I do. It just shows you how much of an ideologue they actually are, right?
But in fairness, and I'm not just saying this for spin, but the Democrats of today, you know, they don't really seem to care about America and Americans and what their needs are and what benefits them. You know, they put everybody else before them.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, at the end of the day, with Donald Trump, you know, everybody says, you know, Donald Trump is not a politician. Donald Trump is a businessman. But it's taken a businessman's eyes to actually get yep. the country back on its feet. And a part of any company, if you look at America as a company, is making sure the employees are taken care of. And I kind of feel like he's mostly been good at that.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It's funny, as you started to say that, it's exactly where my mind went. I went, look, I don't think our founding fathers had in mind that we'd have nothing but politicians in government, if you would, as
no.
we think about them today. I think they
yeah.
really thought about the average farmer, the average businessman, the average, you know, person stepping up and actually taking their rightful place. in those positions, which is what they had in mind. And they didn't have in mind you making enough money to actually live on and to be full-time Congress. I don't believe that was their mindset either.
No, you know? This is why I believe the founding fathers had the ideology of term limits, because back in the day...
If you want to hear the rest of this, you're going to have to head up to the website, realside.com. And I put the full one up there. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.